USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge ordered the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, handing a victory to Democrats who want it for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th. A Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. General Motors workers voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, bringing an immediate end to a contentious 40-day strike that paralyzed GM's U.S. factories. The union will now turn its attention to bargaining with crosstown rival Ford Motor Company. Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Hospitals could soon face shortages of critical surgical tools because several plants that sterilize the equipment have been shut down, according to government health officials. The Food and Drug Administration flagged the issue in an online statement to medical professionals, saying the result could be years of shortages of supplies used in heart surgery, knee replacements, C-sections, and many other procedures. The warning follows the recent closure of several sterilization facilities that use ethylene oxide. The gas is critical for cleaning medical equipment, but it can be hazardous at elevated levels and is increasingly being scrutinized by state health and environmental officials. President Donald Trump's company said it is exploring the sale of its landmark Washington Hotel after nearly 3 years of ethics complaints and lawsuits accusing him of trying to profit off the presidency. The Trump Organization says it will consider offers to buy out the 60-year lease, which, since opening in late 2016, has become a magnet for lobbyists and diplomats looking to gain favor with the administration. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The life of a legendary Maryland congressman was celebrated, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
At a Baltimore church this morning.
Let us acknowledge that God truly blessed America with the life and legacy of Elijah E. Cummings.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi eulogizing the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at 68.
Master of the House, may he rest in peace, Elijah Cummings. Thank you, Arthur.
Also speaking at the funeral, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A wildfire in California wine country that may have been caused by a high-voltage transmission line called into question Pacific Gas and Electric's strategy of selectively cutting off power in windy weather to prevent blazes, and could force it to resort to even bigger blackouts affecting millions this weekend. Governor Gavin Newsom said, "We will hold them into account." Twice over the last 2 weeks, PG&E has cut power to large areas of northern and central California to reduce the risk of its equipment sparking fires. Nearly 2 million people lost electricity earlier this month, and then 500,000 earlier this week. PG&E's decision to shut down distribution lines but not long-distance transmission lines may have backfired when a blaze erupted near the Sonoma County wine country town of Geyserville. The fire burned at least 49 buildings and 34 square miles, as well as prompting evacuation orders for over 2,000 people. No serious injuries were reported. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.